Hi, this is Kelly Rudolph with Positive Women Rock and PositiveWomenBlog.com. And this blog post is entitled How to Succeed with Grace and Ease, Part 1. Would you like to succeed with grace and ease instead of beating your head against a wall or clawing your way to the top? As positive women, many of the traditional ways to succeed are out of alignment with who we are. We may get where we're going, but we feel lousy about ourselves once there. Good news, there are great ways to set yourself up for success that are in alignment with being a positive woman and set an excellent example for others. Remember, the environment always wins. This means, although you may have willpower and intentions to achieve what you want, if the people around you or your physical environment, and these are just two examples of environments, if those don't support your efforts, you may never get there. Let's take a look at your people. Who is your biggest authentic supporter? This is not the person who cheers you on because he or she is supposed to, and underlying the cheering is envy or other toxicity. This is a heart-centered person who truly wants the best for you and feels better about themselves when you achieve. Write your biggest supporter's name down and jot down some feelings you have about them and about yourself when you are with them. These are the feelings you want to have with all of the people in your life. Is that possible? Very often, yes. Now, who is someone who feels draining and disempowering to you? Write down this person's name and some feelings you have about yourself and him or her when you communicate. See the difference? Do you feel the difference? Here's the deal. Your feelings produce your thoughts, which produce your actions, which produce your results. Which of those two people create the feelings in you that will get you to your successful result gracefully and easily? The positive energy of two people together expands to create much more energy than that of two individual positive people. It is powerful, and that is why you feel so good and capable and excited about life when you are with others who are positive in their thoughts, desires, and the way they play their life. Positive energy expands, negative energy contracts. Everything is smaller and stifled in negative energy. It takes more positive energy to stay upbeat around negative people. You've felt that before, so you know it's true. If you're seeking success in parenting, a relationship, blogging, a career, or anything else, it is vital to have positive, supportive people around you. Otherwise, it's better not to have anyone around you. I'm serious. You will attract positive people to you by being positive in your thoughts, actions, and intentions. It's okay to wait for a new positive friend instead of hanging around negative people just to avoid being alone. You are much healthier alone and positive than with negative people. If your next intention may be to succeed at being alone until you meet other positive people, that's a spectacular intention and one worthy of devotion. Now that you know how the energy of people around you can support or derail your success, we'll discuss your physical environment and how to adjust it to assist you in your intention to succeed with grace and ease. Right now, please share in a comment what you want to succeed at and who your biggest authentic supporter is. I'm Kelly Rudolph with Positive Women Rock.